Death as a Perfect Circle, That Elusive Object, written and read by Blue Dreaming. When Watanuki accepted the fate of the wish shopkeeper, he resigned himself to losing his friends to the swiftly flowing river of time. Himawari had already moved away, subject to her own fate, though she bore it with much more cheer than he could fathom. Dōmeki would. Dōmeki would go to school and practice archery and work at the temple and go to university and...
No,
Dōmeki said.
No, you want something else for your lunch, Bento? Watanuki grumbled. You're so picky. I won't always be able to cater to every whim.
No, Dōmeki said. I'm staying with you. The end.